the Chris Abraham Show.
Hey there, this is Chris Abraham. This is the Chris Abraham Show. My name is Chris Abraham, and I think it is episode 32 of season 6, but let me check. Yes, season 6, episode 32 of the Chris Abraham Show. My name's Chris Abraham. I'm happy to be here. And let's see if I can pull my shit together here. Mother. Okay. All right. Hopefully the magical Adobe sound cleaner will be able to fix this right up, but who knows? I do not know. Welcome to episode 32, 32, je sais pas. Mi amo Cristobal, je m'appelle Christophe. I am going to play mind games today. Today's mind game is the concept that the global climate crisis is smokescreen for end of days, plagues upon the earth, and that there are many ways to look at this. For example, the evangelical Christians and Christians of the world believe that all paranormal, all UFO, all alien, all everything that is blamed on, anyway, I will talk to you in a second. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'd be west of the Iraq, but I would...
Beer one.
Well, yes. Hell, God, tell him, course, was told God, what needs on sooner, I'm so my old part for. Good morning.
Well, he's important here, but it's... But I don't know about it. Then, for this, I'm just not a bit of a working world, but it's...
Stay young, girl, mate. You can believe it. They do it. Well, let me have to not. We need those, we cover that down. And it is...
Have a good day.
Well,
hey, Mayor. Todo bien? Yes. Feliz Navidad.
Yeah, Dr. Santa left mine.
Sorry?
Ian Dr. Santa left mine.
He did?
Yeah, my neighbor from across the hallway.
Oh.
From Santa.
But not Papa or Dada? Not no. Daddy?
Is it Mommy, Mom, and Daddy? Yes, Mommy, Mom, and Dad.
You have a good day. It's nice to see you as always. What did he ask for?
He wants Superman, Aquaman, Batman,
all the superheroes.
Exactly, from the movie Super Pets. So he loved that. And he wants Waterboy from the movie Elements, but it's no toys for that. So I ordered a picture.
Cool. Well, good.
It's stationary bicycles, so he can learn 40 days, so he can get it.
I can't imagine Christmas not being awesome with you as his mom. Well, it's really windy today, so I don't know whether this will be listenable even through the Adobe tool. It's really windy, but it's beautiful out. It's in the low 30s right now and windy, but I've got my boiled wool Filson shooting jacket on, so I'm pretty comfortable. I might put on, ooh, good, I've got a buff, and I also have a wool watcher's cap in charcoal gray, and I have a giant canvas duffel right here on my side that I'm going to drop off to the dry clip, to the wash and fold, and there's another giant backpack full of stuff, and I think that's where all my, like, Carhartt field jackets live. And I wanted to wash those, so I need to bring those in as well. And I did a lot of cleaning yesterday, but I'm going to be doing cleaning tonight, tomorrow night, Thursday night, Friday night, because I just realized that Concept 2 has a team challenge from January 1st to January 31st that I'm going to participate in. So I need to get all of my spring cleaning, all my Christmas cleaning done before that first day so I can start my New Year's resolution with vigor and rigor. Okay, back to what I was saying before I realized that there were a million people in the hallway, and I didn't want to talk about Christians believing that anything that is aberrant or paranormal or non-human. All evangelical Christians, as far as I can tell, born-again Christians, rather, and a lot of Christians and so forth, deep down, believe that any kind of paranormal behavior or ghosts or aliens or UFOs are all very literally demons and devils and demonics and hallucinations that rely heavily on demonic intervention. So I want you to know that anything that is not understandable by the mind of someone who has faith in God, including, I should add, I guess, Orthodox Christians and Orthodox Jews and Orthodox Muslims, especially the religions that are strongly monotheist, I believe that it is super easy for anything that can't be explained or isn't easily explained by the Bible or by a simple interpretation of the world is considered distraction. And I must include dinosaurs, etc. Anything that proves a prehistory beyond whatever, 5,000 years. So through the eyes of an Orthodox Christian, an Orthodox Muslim, and an Orthodox Jew, and quite possibly other faiths, there is a belief that because we live with God and because God gave us all the things of the earth to be the things that feed us, both vegetables and animals, and that the earth is a gift to us, and that the only way to lose this gift is through sin, there's this very strong belief amongst Orthodoxy that climate change and everything associated with climate crisis, climate collapse, and so forth, there's a very kind of fundamental belief that these things are in fact smoke screens for the tribulations in end time prophecies of Revelations. I know that Islam and Judaism do not have Revelations, but you can also attribute these climactic plagues, if you will, to be the trumpeting of the end time stories of Islam and the I don't know if we'll be able to hear this stuff, and the what is the term? Jesus is the there's a term for messianic Jewish stories of the first coming of the Messiah. All these things, all these messianic stories that are attributed to the Bible, according to Orthodoxy, could be wrapped in the scientific excuse, be it intentionally so as to obfuscate the existence of Godhead or end times or religion or Jesus or Messiah or anything including or included in the other world, spiritual world, heavenly world, hellish world, other world. The required to obfuscate that can be obfuscated using scientific principles and excuses for very mystical and unexplainable behaviors. And Orthodoxy might argue that this is easy and simple to pull because in many ways the Industrial Revolution is only 100-150 years old, and if you look at a photo supposedly from space, you can't really even see in a good way without nighttime. You can't really even see the kind of destruction in terms of nature that supposedly results from, you know, production of methane or production of CO2 or any other kinds of gases that actually feed plants and all that other stuff. So, and if you were to go ahead and look at the population of America, which is 350 million people across the vast distances of lands that we have, same thing with Russia, you would see that basically the world is unpopulated, even with 8 billion people, really mostly vegetation and biomass. If we have the hubris, which Christians have, to say that man is separate from Earth, and man is separate and superior to animals and vegetation and the earthly plane, that man is in fact a creature which is in the image of God and not of the animals and of the fishes and of the creatures that wiggle and squirm on their bellies on the land, and veggie tales and all the other stuff in Genesis. You come to the conclusion that if you are a believer, you definitely believe that the world was a complete gift to us, and that it's a gift that we need to steward well, and that cow farts and meat isn't the way to maintain our world, but following God's law and not sinning, and honoring God's law, which is not an environmental law, it's a moral law. There can be an overlap of the Venn diagram, but in many cases, an Orthodox person might say that the modern degeneracy known as liberal democracy, including abortion and LGBTQIA and trans and all the other fun stuff, is the sin, not the production of vehicles and the use of gas ranges and the drilling of the earth and the fracking of the earth and so forth. That has more to do with whether or not you kill people or let people die. That's just bad. That's just bad society. On the other hand, the concept of these, I guess, proto-Leviticus type things, the kind of breaking of the laws of the Ten Commandments of the Godhead, of the laws against God, of the unwillingness to believe, and the willingness to sin, the willingness to reject even the existence of God, is that which creates not a flood, because God promised no more floods, but a death by fire, a flood of fire, an end times of fire. So Orthodoxy says, well, your climate crisis is not inconsistent with a death by fire. Ergo, you are either obfuscating your true belief in a God and a God's will and a God's plan, or you are in such deep denial that you are looking for any other excuse to explain why the little actions of man over 100 years, over 150 years, has resulted in catastrophic and unexplainable weather, heating, melting events, and you're having a hard time selling it. So that is what's happening. There's that kind of obfuscation, the feeling that, hello, hola, hi. Now I don't recognize you outside the library. I do, of course I do.
Snarlo today?
Yes. It was just sitting there, so I decided to bring it. Even if it doesn't hit the minimum, I'm okay with that. And you have my card. Thank you. You are awesome. It has my name on the side, so you can't, but it doesn't have the phone number. You have a good day. Gracias. Ciao. So based on the theory of Bible end times, every time that Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum and the COP28 and all these other people exacerbate natural climate behaviors as a catastrophic near-term future that will result of all peoples dying in a hail of unlivable global natural Gaia catastrophe made by man, made by the cancer known as man, through overpopulation and cow farts and oil petrodollar and wars and so forth, and attributing humanistic action and reaction is either a way of convincing the cult of science as to what's happening, finding, holy shit, what's going on, and then finding a scientific method to there, or it is, like I said, a demonic perceived by the by the believers, by orthodoxy, by monotheistic orthodoxy, and might maybe even all believers that, I mean, because even, you know, even pagan sun worshipers and even animists and polytheists believe that to, in many cases, to turn against the will of God, whether it's Ra or Yahweh or Baal or Shiva or Ganesh, to turn against the law of the faith and the belief and the, and to not be obedient enough, or to not commit enough love, worship, reverence, subservience, and resource in sacrifice, whether it's blood or burning or money or prayer, to the deity, will result in the smiting, and will result in the flood, and will result in the destruction, rather than the minuscule effect that man has had over the last 100 years. No matter how ugly it seems, the earth is a giant filter. The earth is a giant bottom feeder. It's a giant filter feeder. It is a giant liver, and its job is to take waste and turn it into food. There are any number of active armors in the biosphere known as Earth, and it's a hell of a lot more durable than petrochemicals. And in many cases, evangelicals also think that this is a plot to monetize. Why not, you know, if you can monetize God's wrath, right? If you can take a little bit of God's wrath and turn it into green by saying, well, the reason why God's wrath is happening is it's actually global warming and we can fix it by buying Chinese EVs, then why the hell not, right? It's all good.
Hmm.
My favorite thing about this podcast is that 7 people listen to it every week or every episode. It's so reassuring, you know what I mean? It's incredible to think that so much effort is given to something that doesn't mean anything to anybody. And I'm extremely amused by that. Let's see. They need to get through today. So 3 for $8 of sugar-free Red Bull. I'm playing it wild. So bear with me. This is actually pre-caffeination. So I think that you're probably okay with regards to my future madness at the hands of whatever taurine is, and however it's going to affect me. So I'm going to go to the register now, and we'll see. I'm going to keep on recording until I get to the library. So you have that to look forward to. What do you think? Are you a believer? What do you believe? I love the fact that the Koreans and the Salvadorians and Guatemalans in my building adore El Señor. And everybody I'm meeting now is very much not a Católica, but an evangelical Christian, which is highly amusing. And I've been taking their advice and listening to sermons and stuff, and it's really fun. Oh,
what can I do this for you?
Oh, but that was so cool with you. I think you did it a couple of minutes before. I mean, the hour you did it.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes, so this. It's the man, but please, one more thought on paper.
May I have a bag, please? May I have a bag, please?
All right, I'll
I don't say one milk. It's one of my dad's
own. Okay, let me try again.
Perfect. If I look at this, I have a line.
What's the name?
Johnny, yes.
What? 2 bags. Oh, sorry, I was too late. 1 is fine.
1 is
I think so. I mean, I left the other day and there was a hole in the bottom almost immediately. So maybe if you can give me 2, that would be better.
Okay, no problem.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
To the 75.
All right, I had a swipe, but that's okay. I'm sure that this isn't the worst system ever. The store really has to walk into the 21st century. It's really crazy. I feel like it's 1994. Feels like pre-internet. Thank you. You too. Ah, Walgreens, man. This Walgreens is like so shitty. I don't even know why I use it. Fucking hell, man. We fucking see you. Jesus, do you really need a backup signal that loud? What the fuck is wrong with you? It's the worst. Anyway, there's no self-checkout. There's no nothing. They barely have any employees. I feel like it's 90% pharmacy because they've got a drive-through pharmacy. And there's always a car waiting. So I assume Walgreens only exists as a pharmacy and that it really doesn't want to sell anything else. Because there's usually one barely English-speaking person dawdling around. The store's completely empty. There's no self-checkout. There's no choice. Man, Walgreens is terrible. I don't want to smite them, though. I think it's fine. No smiting today. But yeah, what do all y'all think about this idea, about the fact that that there are a lot of people who don't necessarily believe that climate change is a hoax, like all y'all say, like extremist MAGA Republicans, extremist MAGA Trump Republicans who are clutching their Bibles and guns, might not even believe that the climate change is a hoax or a con to make money. They really, most of them believe that dinosaurs are demons, UFOs are demons, ghosts are demons, Bigfoots are demons. Everything's demons that isn't God and isn't, they're Nephilim, they're Anunnaki, they're devils, they're fallen angels, like all this fun stuff. So if you come from a place where it's not that you believe that climate crisis is a hoax, it's coming from a place where, you know.
Have this in. Addison. Sweet. Let's call. Rabbit.
It's coming from a place where none of these things can exist because it's either a delusion that Satan is making to con atheists and Gnostic people into believing that the earth is fragile and collapsible and that the behaviors of man over time can turn up the heat and that it is a human-produced and not sin-produced negative cataclysmic crisis event. And then the people who are orthodox and literally believe that the Bible is the word of God as transcribed through man through a type of holy channeling like Seth or Abraham channelings but righteous and godly and not demonic, that they believe that all of this crisis collapse hullabaloo is either an intentional or an ignorant or a deceived way of explaining end-time events, not unlike frogs from the sky and blood in the sea, water made of blood, and other kind of catastrophes, earthquakes, eruptions, plagues, sicknesses, and all these things, right, are perceived by us to be either weather events or climate events or scientific events or the result of solar flares or solar events or other types of issues with the, magnetic events in our atmosphere. Don't forget that people who really believe don't even believe that there is space outside the firmament. So that all these things are obfuscations and lies and deceptions made by either demons and Satan or literally by the worshipers of demons and Satan, who one might argue, according to evangelical orthodoxy, born again, people who clutch their Bibles and guns, are literally Satanists, are literally scientists, are literally agnostic, and are literally of this world. And I guess, depending who you are, if you're Christian, you might blame the Jews. If you are Islamic, you might blame the unfaithful. If you are, it's just crazy all the way down. So while I fancy myself a very lax Episcopalian, I used to be on the vestry of my Episcopal church. And while we were secular Christians, and by that I mean the Bible is a metaphorical, allegorical story to explain the world to people with ape brains, there are many people who are very literal about it. And while I read Genesis as a beautiful interpretation of what was, in fact, a type of Big Bang and a coming together of space debris and space dust into... Sorry, I took the easiest. Is this open or closed? Oh, wow, what happened? My knee is acting up. Why is it closed today?
Do you know?
Oh, 10. Oh, or 12 on Tuesday. Oh, see? Oh, my gosh. Thank you. My head is on a schedule. Hey, well, it looks like the cafe isn't open till noon today, alas. So I will go over to Idito's. So we have... I guess the reason why I'm talking about this today is that there was a woman on Coast to Coast last night who was talking about numbers and numerology and all that other kind of stuff. And since I've been talking to a lot of Christians lately, I've been thinking about that because in Hawaii, things are very, very, very fluid. There seems to be a cold war, a soft war between Christianity and animism and paganism and polytheism, including a funny story. I swear to God, James Chan told me when we were kids that he was in his bedroom of his Chinese family, and his Chinese grandmother lived above him, and he would sleep at night. And he was always annoyed because outside his window, there was the sound of partying. I think he portrayed it sound like kind of like a cocktail dinner party. But then whenever he would look outside the window, he would just see the house next door completely dark. And there wasn't any cocktail party or merrymaking happening across from him. And this happened enough times that he really became scared, right? He couldn't find the source of this merrymaking and celebrating. And so according to him, he hunkered down and said a deep prayer asking Christ to protect him and asking Christ to dispel anything ungodly and to send it away, send it asunder. And he said, and I might be making this up, because I asked him and he said he never anything happened such as that. Might have been Miles, might have been, I don't know, could have been, who could it have been? David? I don't know. But anyway, it went away, and the next day over breakfast, it was a terrible breakfast because Grandma was so pissed that little Jimmy Chan invoked Jesus to send away her Shinto ancestors. And can you imagine that conversation? JC versus, not Shinto, Shinto is Japanese, I apologize, but her Buddhist or whatever, her Chinese ancestors that she worshipped as part of her belief system and who were evidently very present in her living life and manifesting in a way that people around you can hear and experience, not just in a hyperphantic kind of delusional, I don't know, hallucinatory kind of way that one would assume would happen if we're merely inside one's head, right? So this happens all the time. Whenever we talk about, what is the term? Santeria. You hear about how Santeria was just replacement therapy using Catholic Trinity and the saints and Mary as a way of disguising West African animist pagan gods and idols. Trickster gods, etc. Esu Elegbra, Eshu, and all that other fun stuff. And so that happened in Hawaii too, right? Madame Pele was disguised as Mary, Mother of God. And, you know, maybe Maui was Jesus and maybe this, maybe that, right? So it really all depends, right? How do they perceive end times? How do they perceive climate change? What do the people in sub-Saharan Africa believe, who do not necessarily 100% believe in Jesus or Muhammad, peace be upon him, or Allah, or Yahweh, et cetera? What is their intrinsic belief about what's happening in the world and whether or not it is or isn't influenced by sin or apostasy or heresy or insulting God or sinning against God or sinning against the word, the defiance and all sorts of other things. I wonder deeply how it is manifest in that sort of way and how it is perceived and whether it is just perceived as the hubris of man wanting to comfort himself in environments where he's not well sustained through air travel, through vehicles, through internal combustion engines, through air conditioning, through mass transit, through all that other kind of stuff, right? So, or do they believe that this is sort of the angering of the gods? Like, have you offended the sun god, and therefore the sun god is going to smite all of your wheat or all of your mana, not mana, but you know what I mean, all your wheat or all your produce or all your fields? How is it interpreted? I know that we believe that smart people believe in science and dumb people believe in God, but Christian people think that dumb people believe in science and smart people believe in God. So it really is the point of view. And I bet you people in pagan worlds who still believe in pagan gods believe that we are lost, that we have lost our way, that we are worshiping false idols instead of them, and that our false idols are money and beauty and youth and power and strength and sex and pleasure. So those are the modern virtues. And so what is your opinion of that? What do you think? I know that most of you either believe in JC, praise him, hallelujah, or you call all y'all gods and goddesses. You call them all sky daddies and sky mommies. And if you guys have high fantasia and you can hallucinate all the time, I don't know how all y'all don't believe in gods and goddesses and all that other fun stuff. Man, if I could just see one clear sign as opposed to relying so heavily on coincidence, serendipity, happenstance, and dumb luck, and then interpret those tea leaves accordingly, interpret those chicken bones accordingly, then things would be much, much easier for me. Anyway, this is Season 6, Episode 32, 22. Sorry, 30, 32, no more 20, we're in the 30s. Love you guys, mahalo, aloha, and I'll talk to you soon. Ciao.
Thank you for listening to The Chris Abraham Show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. Until next time. Mm-hmm.